Aces, welcome back to another episode of Only Sport. This week, joined by Melbourne Storm big man, Christian Welsh. And when I say big man, a very funny man. I tell you what's not a joke though, the fact that Welsh had to pick between rugby and a modelling career. That's right, the big fella had to make a decision at a young age. He also talks about what not to do at a press conference, one of his pilot embarrassing moments, the biggest flop of his career, and plenty more right here on Only Sport. We all love an impressive performance on the field. And now, thanks to our latest sponsor, Pilot, you can have an impressive performance in the bedroom too. Pilot provides Aussie men with the clinical tools to treat bedroom issues like erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. Not a fan of the doctor's office? Pilot is all online, so you can sort it out right now over the phone. And with free delivery Australia-wide, you can be back on your game in no time. Head to pilot.com.au today and get started. Play hard until the final whistle with Pilot. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. It's been months. We ran out of stock, but we're back. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rickseyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house. Righto, let's get into the show. Welcome back to Only Sport. Another massive guest today, Christian Welsh in the building, the big fella, fresh off the golf course as well, and the I Don't Quit camp, ready for another big year. Welshy, great to have you in the building. We're missing your mate, Rory Atkins, my mate as well. He was meant to be here. He's in Queensland. We couldn't get him online. He's been your partner in crime all year in the Fantasy League. We'll talk about him in a minute, but let's talk about you. How you been, big fella?
Good, mate. It's good to be here. And yeah, shout out to the rat, my little golfing bunny, and a bloke who wanted to draft Bijan Robertson before Tyreek Hill. So, I mean, he's got his flaws, but he's a good fella and he's sorely missed.
The last time, just on rat, because I'm hearing different stories. We've got a group chat. You play golf together. He's telling me he won. You're telling me you won. Can we just settle it right now? Who actually won and how did the game go?
His nickname's a rat. So we went to Queenstown in the off season. And the poor bugger, he was actually looking at changing his flight. So it was actually really sad. He got the putting yips and like it actually affected my trip because he was just, looking up the Kiwi, lifeline number and it was really tough for him.
I have heard that he tried to get the return flight pushed back early.
he had a shocker.
Oh, and organised the trip. I was hoping to get to that. We'll have to do that again. I've never been to Queensland, Queenstown, New Zealand. Mm. What was it like? Is that the first time you've been?
Second time. It's great. We're actually lucky Fujitsu sponsored the Storm and sponsored the Bombers. They run a golf trip there for some of the people who buy their aircons off them. So it was good to meet for the Bombers boys. Big Stringer, he was a character. He reminds me a lot of Munster, actually. So,
big Jakey.
Yeah, had a good few days on the golf course and a few beers. It was a good time. Queensland's a great place.
Speaking of rigs, how was the big package? How was he looking in the off-season?
Ooh, the string?
Yeah.
Nah, he's looking good. Strong. Yeah.
He's a strong man. We're just chatting about, you'd love this one. We were just chatting about, the rig. You've been doing some hard work. You're still looking for an 8-pack. I've never had one either, so yeah. I can relate to this. They just changed the rules in AFL. No longer, no longer to revealing weight.
Yeah.
For and against, putting your hat on there. You used to look after the NRL Players Association. Still do, maybe?
Yeah.
I think you handed that down.
I've stepped down for that. But, I don't know. I don't really.
Don't care.
It's not a big issue, I don't think. I think it was a slow news week when it came out. I think
we'll
rush over it. Maybe it's more catered towards the women's game or the AFLW, body shaming that. But I suppose we're probably used to it in the men's game. But, yeah, I don't know what the reasoning was.
What's a big boy like you weigh?
Well, I've actually lost a bit of weight. I'm down to about 108, 109. But, yeah, it's tough for the white front rower these days in the NRL. There's just too many Pacific Islanders.
They're some big boys, man.
They're just so powerful and strong and athletic. And it's like I'm just getting sore and sore. I'm getting older, obviously, but like the Tongans and the Samoans and the Kiwi boys, they're 130 kilos and they move so well. They're quick and agile and steppy and it's – we're a dying
kilos.
Breed, my friend. We're a dying breed.
130 kilos and like rock solid as well, aren't they? Like they're hard fit.
Yeah, the big, big, strong boys.
When you're tackling them, before we get into only sport, but I'm actually thinking, when you're actually tackling them, are you trying to like
just manage them to get them down, or you're trying to just go me v you, 1v1?
Oh, you try, like, but it's physics, mate. You know, it just doesn't work. You can tie fly into these blokes, but you can't really get them. You need to do that to try and protect yourself from getting steamrolled. So we're lucky. I play in the middle, so we got two or three guys tackling one at once. Yeah. So they still bang you up pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you boys do it. You're beasts. You're just a breed of your own. I think even Brady, he's just come out. He couldn't believe, couldn't believe two things, your game and how hard you just go without pads, and then the height of, I think, not only your boys, but most of the AFL boys who was mentioning in Brisbane, just he was in shock.
Yeah.
It makes sense as well. I don't think that if you watch the NFL, some of their tackle technique, you guys must watch it and go, what are you doing?
Just walking CTE. I just, like, just lead him with the head. But it was interesting. I saw a Jordan Maliata. He had a bit of a podcast thing with the Kelce brothers, and he actually said he wanted the rugby boys, he was talking about us, to actually try it with the pads. He said the pads don't actually do anything. And he said it's way harder. So I was pretty fascinated by that. So
the pads don't do anything.
He said you still get smashed. Like, it's still.
Really?
Yeah, incredibly hard on the body. So.
Have you ever put a helmet on?
Huh?
Have you ever put a helmet, like an NFL helmet, on your head? Yeah, I've put them on one. It's heavier than you think, and it's harder to see out of. Anyway, we won't speak about NFL for too much. We're going to speak about only sport. This is the show where we dive into you growing up as a kid and the sports you love outside of the one that you're playing at the highest level. Mate, what drew you to sport as a young fella? Like, go back to when you were really young. What was the first kind of sports you played? Who kind of got you down there? What are your memories of it?
I grew up in North Queensland. I actually played hockey a lot. I didn't actually play rugby until I was about 13. So I was like hockey, cricket, you know, anything.
Cricket?
Yeah, I love cricket. Yeah.
Batter, bowler, what are we talking?
I was a non-bowling number eight. I was no good. I thought I was a batsman, but no. I just love team sport, mate, to be honest. And, you know, you're going down with your mates on weekends and you're just having fun. And, team sports, it's just so much fun and it's great to do. And it teaches you a lot of social lessons and teamwork, you know. That's why I see some of these individual sport guys and women who seem a bit odd sometimes. And I just feel like when you're in a team environment, you really build those skills, I think.
Yeah, well said. I mean, people that have only done individual sports, you do see that they are a bit, I mean, not different. They're just probably a little bit more selfish, would you say?
Yeah.
Not all. We're probably generalizing, yeah. But anyway, young cricket coming in at eight. That's a man that just loves the boys. You'd be like the best clubman I would have imagined straight away at 4, 5, 6 years old. What are your fondest memories of being a young fella and playing sport?
Fondest memories.
Did you hit a 50 or 100? Hockey, did you?
I actually made Queensland hockey. So I was come down to Melbourne. I was 12. I actually playing the Nationals. So that was good.
So you're a star?
Not a star. There was the only Queensland team I made. I never actually made any rep teams in rugby either, so it was a bit of a grind for me. But just having fun, playing with your mates. In high school, our school played rugby union, so it's different to rugby league. For all the Victorians down here, it's hard for them to distinguish a bit sometimes. But we won our premiership when I was in grade 11. It was the first one in 36 years. Wow. They haven't won it since, so it's only one in 50 years that we've played in the school comp. So that was really huge and really special. When I go back to my school, I always talk about how, this is the most special time. Like, these are your guys, you got to school in grade 5 or grade 8 and you've gone all the way through. You know, I've been very lucky to play in some big stadiums and big games, but running out at Villanova Park, in Brisbane there with your best mates, like that's right up there with some of the best sporting experiences I've had.
Yeah, well said. That's great that you mentioned that you've done it, you've done it at the highest, and then also not forgetting how important those moments are. Thinking about when you were young, like coming through the ranks, you said it was a grind. What do you reckon some sacrifices you made when you were young that got you to where you are today that you feel maybe some people didn't sacrifice and maybe that's why they didn't make it?
So I finished grade 12 and I didn't have a contract. I was playing rugby union and I was playing inside centre, which people probably don't understand. It's meant to be quite a skill for you to do kicking, you do a lot of passing, whereas my position now in league, it's very much bash them up.
Yeah.
It's not too skill intense. So.
Hey, don't talk yourself down. I saw you score a try last year. The big fella got over.
I'm honest. I think I went down to rugby league and I think one of my strengths is my work ethic and, I think toughness and that in rugby league, that's really in demand, and there's always a position for that guy. So I'm certainly not the most strongest or fastest, as I was just talking about all these fantastic athletes we have in the NRL at the moment. In the gym, I can't do anything like those guys, but I think I'm out there. I'm a good team first guy, and I work hard and I keep turning up. So I think that puts anyone, not necessarily sport, but in life in general, if you have some of those traits, I think you'll go all right.
Love it, mate. Love it. Thinking about high stakes, you've played, at the highest level in your code. When the stakes are bigger, how do you personally, like Big Welshy, how do you focus on the task at hand? How do you block out the external noise? What are some things that you kind of put in practice, I guess, that you could share with everyone?
I think more generally, like from a wider team thing, it's a simpler game plan. And then obviously just be confident in the work you've done. I think it's good to be nervous, but also be confident that the preparation, the tough preseason, the IDQ camps, those really tough grinding sessions, it's build a foundation for yourself. And then on game day, guys have different routines. I like to stay really relaxed and not really think too much about footy. So little things like I got different playlists where I suppose they're different speed of songs, a bit more relaxed, and then I start to ramp it up throughout the day. And, I don't have coffee on 2 days before a game because I like to keep the body relaxed. And, little things like that. I guess you build a bit of a routine that because the adrenaline, and once you're out there on the field, you're going, you need to be fully charged. So I feel like just filling the tank up before is what I focus on.
That's great. Let's break this down. So no coffee 2 days out before game day.
Yeah, and then I'll have a little espresso just for warm up. So
you have a little
just meant to give you a little pick up, because if you're drinking coffee so much, the body's I suppose used to it, so you don't really get the lift.
Yeah, great shout. And then let's talk about this playlist. Give us the first song in the morning.
Well, I've got CW Chill, which is very acoustic-y, relaxed. And I've got CW, which is the mid-ranges, and I've got CW Gym. So
yeah,
get the CW Gym on probably about 20 minutes before we get to warm up. But otherwise,
so you just build yourself right. When do you take that caffeine shot? The little
And then I've got the Only Sport on. Obviously, it's a fantastic podcast. Certainly not the Clubhouse. That's a shit house. But
all those AFL ones you do, mate, they're fantastic. When are you going to come on the Clubhouse? The boys have been – we've been talking about
Hey, my time's on free. They're all getting a lick. They're getting to the sponsors. Pollen Health doing a great job. Thank you very much. I spent enough time with those three degenerates.
I think it's going to be a grand final show when we get you on, because I think it's going to be just them potting you and you potting them, and eventually we're going to have to settle.
Yeah, and I'm paid very well to do my job, but I'm not paid enough to hang out more with Cam Munster, Jerome Hughes and Pappenhausen, especially when Jerome Hughes cost me a lot of cash saying golf, Spud. He's off 25 and all he has to do is get it. Yeah, anyway, we've moved on. I'm not dirty about that.
You're not dirty about
You're a spud, Hughesy.
Yeah. Who's the biggest spud at the club at playing golf that thinks they're good at golf?
Oh. Well, it's probably not the spuds, but it's like the serious guys. Pappenhausen, very serious golfer. Not a whole lot of chatter. He's a very good golfer. Jonah Pezzett's also in that serious category. Nick Meaney. And then you get the looser boys, Jerome, Munster. They're a bit more happy to have a laugh and a bit of a yarn. But, I don't know. Jerome's not great. He's coming from a long way. I don't think they had golf courses in Wellington. Clearly not.
Couldn't hit the side of a barn, you reckon?
Yeah, he's not great.
That's all. You got to start
from
somewhere.
But he's a good guy. So it's not a knock on Jerome. It's just his golf.
I remember when I played with you, we went to Northern, shout out, and they looked after us. And I go, Rat, what's Big Welshy like? He goes, mate, whatever you're doing, just know that when you're swinging, he'll say something. Is that what I'm dealing with?
I respect the etiquette of the course. If you're behind the ball, I won't talk. But any time otherwise, I'm in. I'm having a crack. I'm getting under your skin. And like you took 12 minutes to hit your putts. Oh, it was a long day for Welsh.
That is a lie.
You're doing the whole steep in your feet on the other side of the hole. It's like, mate, you're off 22. Like, it's just not going to – that's not going to fix you.
This is –
you're a spud.
I am a spud, but I don't do that.
That's why I've only played once, mate. I did my head in.
We'd be a good team, I reckon.
You actually had a good day.
Yeah, we did. My handicap would be blown out at the moment. It's I had a stinker the other day, actually, while we're talking about golf. Mm. I played with my mate for dinner. And shout out to the last one. My mate has the last one in Anglesey. Mm. And we drove to Anglesey to play and we're heading to Lawn afterwards. And I said, oh, we'll go to one, the last one in for dinner. How about the loser pays for dinner? Man, I lost five balls in four holes. And I hadn't played for a while. And I go, oh, mate, this is getting real bad. I go, mate, just lock in. I called up and booked in dinner straight away. Mate, it was the worst game I've ever played.
Yeah, but Anglesey's did you take him to a restaurant that you could get a free feed at?
No. Full tote. I'm getting. Full tote, mate. Full tote. You got to support local.
Yeah.
Great feed as well. Have you been down there? Last one in?
No.
We'll have to sort you out. Anyway, back on track here. We're talking about our only sport. Back to sport.
Only sport.
The most memorable moment within the memorable moments. Now, let's dive into it. You know, team success is always the biggest thing, a part of someone's career. So no doubt, you know, winning the premiership for you will be your most memorable moment, but I want you to break down the moments within it. So can you give me a couple that stand out front of mind?
Yeah, like we had a reflection thing at the camp we just did in Geelong and they said, kind of, what was the high point? And it's not necessarily the premiership or, you know, playing Origin or winning Origin series. It's more like the memories and the locker rooms, you know, afterwards you're having a few beers and you got the shield or the cup in there or the bus rides. Like, I don't know, but did you play cards? Playing 500, we had such a good crew, you know, and you're gambling at the back of the bus and it's high stakes. You know, the dress ups. I know in 2020 when we won the premiership, we were stuck up at Sunny Coast and I organised a dress up and it was you had to buy an outfit and put it in a bag and you throw it in the middle of the room and then you'd pick a bag out.
That's a great idea.
And you'd have to wear that outfit. So all the boys tried to stitch all these like mankinis and like short dresses and heels and, you know, really raunchy stuff. And then just as the boys were about to throw it in the middle, I said, righto, you actually got to wear what you've brought.
Oh, that's so good.
The boys that were actually trying to look after the other ones, they got to wear some pretty mad kits, you know, wear suits and white suits and whatnot, a bit of a dress up. And then the blokes who tried to stitch blokes up, they got a dress up and looked pretty crook. So
that is outstanding.
We had some good outfits there and there's some good drink ups.
What did you, because you obviously organised it.
I wore a dress and some heels. So,
oh, yeah. So you
had to go along with it. So.
Who was the one bloke that was in the most shock when you just flip the script?
Oh, there was a few. I think a few of the Bromwich boys were, a bit worried about that. but luckily the result was only us and the AFL boys. Yeah. So, it was good.
Oh, the AFL boys saw you rolling around in there.
Yeah. there's at that resort, there's some stories I think that could be told.
Who was at the resort with you? What club?
We had Collingwood, Essendon and Melbourne were there for a while. So it was a good knock around with those fellas. And
they are great memories. Mm. What card games do you play?
500. That's like the ultimate, but we've lost the Bromwiches, Nico Hines, Felice Kafusi. So now we don't really play anymore, which is sad, mate. It's we're down to Harry Grant's IQ level, so he likes playing Go-Go Fish. So it's not worth getting out of bed for those spuds. So I just sit there and try and talk to me mates on the bus.
That's great. I really like the way you've really changed the memorable moments to those moments on the bus and you know, celebrating and dress ups when you win. It actually is the locker room, they always say, is what you miss the most when you're not there, and it's spot on. You couldn't be you couldn't be more honest with that. That's great. Let's talk about what motivates you. There's a lot of things that we'll talk about your challenges in a moment, but like what actually, when you break it all down, the shit that you guys do, it's not easy. Not everyone can even do it, sustain it at a high level. The training loads you go through every single day, you know, even if you've got a rest day, you know that you've got something around the corner. So I love this question. We got it written in from one of the Aces on Instagram. They said, can you ask your guests what motivates them? Why do they do it?
And look, I appreciate that spiel, but the reality is, like, we're really well paid. We have a great lifestyle, you know, and we, of course, it's tough, the training and that, but we also go in, you're with your best mates, you're training to become fit, you're doing gym, you're running around, and there's the bash up sessions and the I don't quit camps and that, but, you know, that's a small percentage. The rest of it's, mate, life's good. It is such a good lifestyle, and that's what, like, it's a real dream being able to live that out as a job. And obviously you have your ups and downs with your losses and your injuries and whatnot. But I've been very privileged and I suppose really lucky to stay at the Storm for so long. And sacrifice, it's probably more just like what do you want to invest in? Like what do you want to and Craig Bellamy's got a really good mantra about it all. It's like you got to be passionate about something and, you know, it doesn't have to be an NRL player. You could be one of the best chippy. You could be the best butcher. You could be the best, you know, advertiser. So I think it's something that you're passionate about and I'm passionate about footy and I think, you know, just trying to reach my potential and obviously have setbacks with injuries, but I just want to be the best version of myself and then hopefully, you know, footy's going to come to an end. I'm turning 30 this year, so I've probably got 2 or 3 years left and then whatever that next journey is, I'm going to have the same attitude towards it and try and be successful in that, I suppose, other life that you begin once you retire from footy. So, yeah, I wouldn't call it sacrifice, just like what are you willing to invest in and how much?
Yeah, love it. Well said. I like the way you broke that down and change the question of, you know, you are quite lucky when you do think about it, especially, you know, when you love it. Are there boys, not, I don't want to generalize here with the Storm boys, but are there some people that don't love it?
Oh.
Or have there been?
And is I don't know. I think they probably don't love some of the sessions, but the Storm give you, it's a good grounding. It's a good orientation. I don't know how much the clubhouse boys have spoken about it, but your first year at the club, you do a 2-week, you know, manual labouring on job sites where you just, you're basically this tradies bitch. So you come in and train at 5 a.m., do your weights, you go out to a job site and these are industrial tip sites or, you know, demolition sites or, you know, house renovations.
Blue collar.
Yeah, just hard, gritty work. That's tough work, you know, that people have to do every day of the year, you know, to provide for their families. You know, it's so physically tough. Like those jobs, you know, that's bloody tough. That's sacrifice for your providing for your family and building a future, not necessarily chasing a footy around. But you do that for 2 weeks and, you know, and then you work for 6-7 hours and you come back and you train at 4:35 in the arvo and you're done at 7:30, get home, get a feed, and then you're back in the club at 5 a.m. So you do that for 2 whole weeks. So it's your buddy cooked by the end of it. But I think it gives you a real appreciation that obviously we've gone fully professional and been fully professional for a while, but, you know, this is, you know, back in the day, this is what people did to play rugby league and live out that dream. And I think we're so privileged now with how much money's in our game. So I think things like that really give you a good grounding, I suppose, about the privileged position we're in. So
yeah, well said, mate. Well said. Some great leadership just oozing over here in the only sport with a big dog. Let's talk about growing up. If it wasn't for sport, this is going to lead into a bit of what you just spoke about, but what do you reckon Big Welshy be doing if it wasn't for league working out the way it has? You know, if sport wasn't an option, where would you be right now and what would you be doing, you reckon?
So people won't believe this because I've played in the front row for a while and the looks have gone. But my first year at Melbourne, I was walking down Bourke Street Mall. I was studying at Uni of Melbourne, so I had to go to Carlton. Anyway, I was approached by a modelling agency and
see, don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
And this lady
you told me I wouldn't believe you, so I'm just trying
to... it's disappointing you laugh straight away. Anyway, this lady gave me a modelling card and she said, I was down playing part time for the Storm and we trained at night because it was earn or learn, yet it wasn't a full time gig at the time. And there was modelling tryouts, but it was the same night of our training. So, I mean, there's sliding doors, isn't it?
Sliding door moment there for the big rig.
I've had a great career, life's good, but could I be in Milan? Could I be in New York? Who knows?
So you would have been more like Johnny Big or something.
At Lowe's.
Johnny Big.
Johnny Big. So, yeah, look, those aspirations are obviously gone because I've got a head of a drop pie. But I've got a girlfriend now, so shout out Maddie. So life's good. I'm, she's got to put up with this rude lid now.
Where did you meet?
We met on Hinge, actually. It was Jerome Hughes' Bucks, and we call him Red Wine Rome. For a reason, because he's an absolute punish on the piss.
Oh, really?
So there was a whole group of them there at the ESPY on a Saturday arvo, and I was actually back pre-season training because they're international players. They were still on holiday. So got out of there and then, got on Hinge. And then, Matty said, do you want to catch up with wine bar? It sounded a bit more relaxing than a big bucks heaven at the ESPY. So, yeah, caught up there. And
there you go.
You're going good.
We love that. Hinge, wine bar, Pinot. Well, Pinot White.
I think we had a couple of whites. It was in summer. So.
Oh, yeah.
People go, you met on a day. And it's like, well, my job, I'm not from Melbourne. I go to training with 30 other guys and then I go home. I don't have mutual friends. And I'm like,
I don't think
I can't go out and drink that much.
There's no issue with the dating app. Okay, yeah, it's a top of funnel marketing.
I think
there's
a bit of stigma, but I think we're starting to get around to it.
Well, there can't be stigma. I reckon a lot of people just that say that would be doing the exact same. At 18 years old, right? What would you be doing?
Well, I was going to uni in Brizzy. So before I got signed at the Storm, I was doing a commerce degree. And
then what did you think you'd be doing?
Oh, probably.
So Pappy said PE, teacher. Munster said rebel sport, retail, or pushing trolleys.
Well, that's aspirational for Munster. Like, I'm sure he could maybe get there at the end of his career. Probably.
Hughes would be in the council with the old man.
He'd be
in
what?
In the council.
Work. Council?
Is that what he said? Working for the council?
Council.
Yeah.
Council.
Yeah. Council, yeah.
Council.
Oh, who cares anyway?
Cancel.
Yeah, I can't say it probably.
Why can't you say it? Say it.
Cancel.
Cancel, there you go.
That's what I said. I said that fucking three
cancel.
Times.
Cancel.
I like cancel.
This show will be cancelled after your pronunciation of that.
Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, sorry.
You obviously, is this like job that you were going to do? Is it a bit like, are you trying?
So the modelling's guy, yeah.
Was it really fucked up, this idea? Or was just really dodging this question? I move on.
I'd be doing a business job or something.
You're an intelligent man. You know, as I said, you led the Players Association there off field there for a while, 6 years or something. How long was it?
Oh, no, I didn't lead them, but yeah, I was on the board. But yeah.
Yeah, on the board. You don't get
a flag, my man.
You don't just get on the board.
Workers' rights, let's go.
You don't just get on the board, you know, at a cereal box. You have to earn it. So you don't know what you'd be doing if it wasn't for Storm. You're lucky. You're lucky here at Storm. Is that how we're going to finish?
Oh, no, I'd be working in business, I reckon. I don't know.
What about when you finish up, say 5 years' time, where do you expect to be?
I want to be at the Storm in a high enough position to advise the CEO or whoever the big dogs are that Jerome Hughes, 35, absolutely washed. Sorry, Jerome, you're not getting that minimum wage contract. You're gone.
He must have played really bad.
Tuck your locker, you're gone.
He must have played really bad
back
on the golf
course. Back to Wellington you go, my friend. Yeah, he played,
was he that bad on the course today?
He was awful. Really bad. Stinking it up.
Oh, fuck, you are funny. Geez, your locker room would be fun, but there's other three boys as well. I can only imagine the other characters. Well, let's go straight to the halftime segment. Our pilot flop. I reckon this bloke would have a few flops, no doubt. We've all had them. But pilot, big shout out to our friends who look after this podcast. If you are sick, you know, as a kid, we always talk about, I say it all the time on the podcast, there's nothing worse than having to tell the folks, I've got to go to the doctor's line up with Pilot, bang, on the phone, book it in. You get a specialist, it's all confidential. They can sort it all out on the phone. So you head to pilot.com.au and sort yourself out. Finishing early in the bedroom, Welshie? Well, don't worry about it. Pilot has got you covered. They'll help you play to the final whistle. Now, let's go to our Pilot halftime segment. Our unforgettable flops, embarrassing moments, moments you want back, a moment that you flopped on the field. Do you have any unforgettable Pilot flops that you could share with
I don't play enough, a port enough position to do much flopping out in the middle. People might not realise, but it was a press conference last year where I managed to insult both teams I was actually commenting on. It was Penrith, and Penrith had seven of their Origin players out, and Newcastle Knights went to Penrith and actually lost the game. They were close to full strength. I think they might have had one or out. And I forgot that all mics treat them like they're hot. So I walked in the press conference. I said to Belzo, oh, mate, how'd the Knights lose? You know, he's like thinking the Knights are a really good footy side and Penrith have seven guys out. They're a fantastic club, but they had all their like fantastic rep players out. And it was more of not a slight at Newcastle because like I really respect them as a club. But anyway, so I pissed off both fan bases. And then, of course, that was before in the next 5 weeks we played both those clubs and we got pumped on both. So, we played Newcastle and we were up 12-0. I was thinking, you beauty, I'm not going to get any shit on Twitter here because they'll have to eat it because we've beaten them. And then they just rolled us. They just mowed us down. And then, oh, I got so much Twitter abuse. But it was good fun. So the Knights actually went on wrong. After I made those comments, I think they won eight straight.
You might have inspired them.
Yeah, they're a really good footy side, but yeah, kind of.
What did you say? Because I haven't seen the press conference.
I just kind of whispered to Belzer like this, oh, mate, how'd the Knights lose? Because they were the game before us. And so we just got into the sheds and got there.
Did they leak it all over the media?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
But then Penrith were upset as well. And so
There you go. The pilot flop on the microphone in the press conference.
Yeah, not ideal.
That's not ideal. That's a good one. I haven't had that one. Looking forward to seeing the footage and then, backing it up with a couple of losses.
Yeah, some tries getting scored
on
me.
What was the worst thing you saw on Twitter?
Oh, it's just like people are passionate. I love that stuff. You know, it's like obviously they're hurling abuse at you. Yeah. It's like, geez. But, you know, it means so much to them, you know, Penrith and Newcastle, and it's good to see. Like, that's what drives the game, the engagement of the fans, people who, you know, live and breathe those clubs and, you know, every year they buy the jerseys and the caps and the scarves and they rock up and they buy the season pass and they just cheer hard and they just love it. So, apologies for any offence, but really wasn't. It's more of a wrap to both sides. You know, Penrith didn't have anyone.
Yeah.
Didn't have any of the rep players. They still won. Newcastle, really good side who showed
up. Classic stitch up, mate. Anyway. A classic stitch up. Well, that's a great unforgettable pilot flop. Well, one that we haven't had, a press conference flop.
Yeah.
We can't wait to see that cut up on footage with Brado. But like we said, our friends at Pilot have you covered. If you're struggling in the bedroom and you need some help, head to pilot.com.au. Use our discount code ACES20 for a first-time use, and they'll look after you right there at pilot.com.au. Righto, let's storm home. Second half, this is where you get to work, big rig. Let's talk about sport outside of league. What do you love the most? What sport and why?
I seriously love AFL. Like, I don't know, moving down to Melbourne, We train in the same facilities, my mighty Demons. Go the D's.
Yeah, okay.
Go the boys. I started a footy tipping comp at the club. We get all staff and players. I think we had 80 in there, like across the Storm corporate team. All the players get on board. We all chip in $50 and it's based on betting odds. So it's
I really like this concept.
Tip a roughie, you know, like the North Melbourne or, you know, some of those teams and they're paying $5-6, you get 5-6 points. Anyway, but yeah, no.
Who manages all this? Or is it on an app?
Yeah, it's on there's an iTip Footy app that you iTip can do. Footy. So, shout out to iTip Footy if you want to sponsor the Only Sport podcast.
I love that concept, actually. Yeah. You're getting rewarded for roughies.
Yeah.
So who won last year?
I can't remember.
Was it corporate or player?
Well, actually, if you tip a draw as well, you get the draw odds.
That'd be like.
And I tipped a draw. The Swans won.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get like, I think they were paying 80-1 or something like that.
So you would have won?
Nah, but there was a few people who tipped a draw.
People are tipping draws?
Yeah, people tip draws. Harry Grant tipped a draw in the first round because the Carlton Richmond, that was a draw, wasn't it?
I can't remember. I'd have to go through. There's a lot going on at the moment. Yeah. It's a week of Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, I got the big, you know, the big rig in town. I've been focusing on. I got the blinkers on. But
off to Vegas.
That's great. So you organised the AFL tipping competition at the Storm.
Yeah, sorry, I dribbled way too much in that segment. But yeah, we all love the Aussie rules, and it's funny. Like when I got the club in 2012. The new boys, they're all Hawthorn supporters. Yeah, oh, yeah, man. And then Hawthorn starting to fade. And then the boys start arriving. Jerome Hughes. Oh, Richmond. Yeah, big Tigers fans because they go on their run. Like, it's shameful the amount of bandwagoners at this club at the Storm.
Oh, they don't stick to a team. They're just going for whoever's winning.
Yeah, and then people go, oh, the D's are good. That's why, mate, I got here in 2012. Like, yeah, that was the tanking saga. I've done the arts. there was no one on the bandwagon, you know, and the draft picks, they were taken off it as well. So
that's a passionate Melbourne Demons fan. We're back. That's brilliant. Where are you in the D's finish this year?
Flag, top.
Love it.
Let's go.
I love it. Straight at the top.
Let's go.
That's good. Who's the most passionate Storm AFL supporter outside of yourself?
So Jerome's Richmond, perhaps is North Melbourne.
Yeah, he loves North.
It was Giants, but traded them in.
Did he trade us in?
Munster was North Melbourne as well, and then he went to Carlton because his dad, and now he's at Western Bulldogs. Got a soft spot for the Dogs. They're a good bunch of fellas. A lot of dog supporters. Fleece Cavusi is a Dogs man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, a lot of love. So. Nah, it's a great sport. I just love watching it. And I think for us, like, I don't like watching much rugby league because you analyse it too much and you probably disagree a lot with the commentators and what they're saying in terms of wrapping up someone when maybe something else has happened that's why it's happened. Whereas I watch AFL and, like, I understand the game, but I don't have enough knowledge of what's actually happening. And so I can sit there passively and really enjoy it and just kind of get into it and listen to Brian Taylor go off his head.
Yeah,
and,
some
of those commentators are awesome.
But
it's good.
Yeah, that's good. So you're full fanboy AFL and NRL, you just overanalyze so you can't enjoy it as much.
Well, I think it's just when it's your day job, you're going in. We watch a lot of footage, like all week we're preparing. We watch a lot of footage of, you know, we're getting tip sheets of what foot these guys step off, and we're seeing, you know, and the star players on their teams, we'll see so many clips of them. Like we'll spend, you know, like a good chunk of a meeting watching Tom Trbojevic or, you know, James Tedesco, and just clip after clip of these guys just tearing teams up because they're guns, but you just kind of get a bit over it.
No, I know. I was the same. I reckon I just started, like, not falling in love, but like, I guess falling in love. When I was playing AFL, I'd rarely watched. Exact same reasons. And you could just, and you also know a lot of the, you know, the players as well. I don't know. I feel like you're just very close to it all.
Yeah.
Where it's much more exciting watching other sports. So well said. And American sports, which one's your favourite out of the two or three four?
I like the New York Jets. They're my team. Shocking year. We had a great year when Rodgers was running the flag out. That's where it probably peaked. That was before a snap was played. But
that was a tough year. I love the Jets. Yeah. I mean, I'm a Ravens man, but it all started at the Jets for me. And I'm a football nuffy, as you know.
What do you mean? It started in the
Eric Ravens. Decker is the story. I met a wide receiver. He played for the Jets, so he got us a ticket. First game I'd ever been to. Went to the facility, all that kind of stuff at the Jets. And then he got traded to the Titans, and then he finished his career. And when he finished, I was like, I don't really feel that passionate about anything anymore. So Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
That's how it started. So Jets, though, done the facility tour.
Yeah, it's really good.
MetLife probably needs an upgrade. Need to bring that closer to the city, if I'm honest. And when Rodgers went there, I was like, this is amazing. Mm. So, yeah, heartbreaking season. But, hey, Achilles, mate, you know him well. He'll be back. Will he be back at that age?
He's a bit off his head, but, easy. He's not a running quarterback, so he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Stand the pocket. Sling it, my man.
You need someone to protect him, though, the big boy.
Yeah.
Coolest athlete you've met?
Coolest athlete we've met? Geez.
You would have met a few. Were you at this lunch with Shaq as well?
Nah.
Missed that one?
I didn't get that call up. I've met him a couple of times. He's a golf, shook his hand, and because Ricky Ponting, I don't want to pick, like, I want to leave him alone. He's out hitting balls. He don't want to talk to me. So I shook his hand. I was like, fanboy. Oh, Ricky Ponting, how is this? Like, he's the man. But he had a show at the Corner Hotel in Richmond the other month, and bought tickets there, went and watched. And I could listen to him talk about anything for hours. Like, he's the man. And just even watching YouTube highlights, just of his fielding, like, far out. What a star. So he's probably the coolest. Richie McCaw, Dan Carter, like, these guys are all-time legend rugby union players. Jonathan Thurston, you know, and obviously lucky with the big three at the Storm, but I grew up in Townsville as a Cowboys supporter, so Jonathan Thurston is a man. He's great value, just life of the room.
He looks like great value. He
just will take you on at anything, you know, golf, darts, pool, ping pong, whatever you want to, he'll have a bet and he'll try and beat
and
you.
He's good
that's
at
why
all.
He's so successful, He's a bit like Munster. Munster's he's good at everything. You know, maybe you might need to edit that out, but he pissed me off.
It pisses you off. We might have clipped that up and sent it to Money. I reckon he might like that.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'll give him a wrap. I'll give him a few bats.
Yeah,
a few
bit deaths. Yeah, it's good. It's good. That's well said there, mate. The punters, I was thinking the other day about the
Who's yours?
Growing up, like, James Heard was my favourite. But in terms of who I met, just coming off the Tom Brady handshake, I don't think I'll get any bigger than Tom Brady.
Were you the MC for that?
No, that was JT Fox. JT Fox. Anyone out there?
They reckon absolute train wreck.
It was a few, there's a few moments where, you know, we tried to keep it light and positive here, but there was a moment.
He's
in
a
Brisbane.
Dog, mate. Just call him a dog. Call him out. It's only sport, mate. We go after blokes.
There's a moment where I just thought, wow, JT Foxy. I think Brady spoke for – because I filmed this inspirational thing. He's gone on this big speech about what you can control. Control the controllables. But essentially the mindset training he was doing at Michigan, and he was – well, even high school, he was like the seventh stringer. And he worked his way through this story for 24 minutes. And he finishes, obviously, with, I think, a Super Bowl. And he talks about it in depth. And anyway, so the MC's job there is as good as it gets. You're just one-on-one. Brady's just looking at you, telling 24 minutes of this amazing, inspirational story. Mm. And he finished with – everyone started clapping. And, you know, there's 2,500 up there with, just a great crowd and a reception, and everyone's like clapping this story, and obviously the MC's job back to get going, and he's just going, wow, that was, he goes, oh, it's like front row, just, and he just leant back and he goes, I nearly fell asleep. And then
oh, no.
I was like, oh, you can't say that. And Brady, he was that professional. He just kept smiling, even though you could see that he was going, well, you'd probably, yeah. if you're falling asleep, that would contradict what you're saying. So he had about three or four of those ones, mate, where wasn't as bad as Melbourne, I don't think. Yeah. He was ragging Melbourne. So Rat was obviously went to Melbourne and I was in Brisbane, so we did the swap, just the way it worked out. And he reckons he was getting Bronx cheers, like, we want Brady. And then apparently he's getting booed because he was trying to sell his packages or something. So when he started the speech at, you know, the MC year Brizzy, he was just like, I love it up here, Melbourne. Nah, not for me. So yeah, the big boy just tough.
I think you're right up there with hosting. You're right up there with him.
He's walked me into that. He's been waiting for me to just finish having him. So he can walk me in. Brady was great. So yeah, I think he's the best I've met. I think the coolest would be him. And when I was younger, though, I met Arnold Schwarzenegger at I think I was 18 or 19 in Perth. Shook his hand and think he was.
Is he El Natural or?
Oh, I don't know what he is.
Can't be.
The Terminator. I don't know. He's very, he was he's much older in person.
And governor of California.
He was at the time, I think. Yeah.
Really good.
Little keynote presentation for the big rig. A little bit of cash. Little cashy. You love a cashy. Anyway, moving on. Mate, if you was to say who is the GOAT, who would you say the GOAT is? You only get to pick one. The greatest of all time. There's been a few answers here, and we're going to package all these up hopefully at the end and put a little tally together.
The GOAT.
Thinking while you're thinking, it's got to be the most influential. Culture probably comes into it.
You think someone where it's clearly there's no peers. Like tennis, you got the three.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not going to work. And it pisses me off when people say GOATs.
Yeah.
Do you understand what GOAT means? Greatest of all time. You can't have more than one.
That's why I'm asking you who it is.
Yeah, but they put them both up.
Oh, yeah, like LeBron and comparing. Jordan. Yeah. So that's why it's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. Ah, shit.
A lot of people.
Donald Bradman has to be. Boom, I've nailed it. 99.94. No one's near him. No other sport is anyone that dominant. There's light years. Thank you. Boom.
There we go. That's great. Haven't had a cricketer.
Have we had Bradman?
We haven't had Bradman.
Disrespectful.
Very disrespectful from He's our Aussies. There you go, Bradman. Well, we're moving straight on.
You agree?
Love it. Love it. I agree with everyone.
Thank you. Of course you would.
Lunch with three.
What was that guy's name again?
JT Fox.
Thanks, JT.
Lunch with three. Donald Bradman. Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods? Who are you going to cut? You can only have lunch with two of them.
I think Bradman's a bit of
Bradman,
he might have been a gay, but I think he's a bit of a stiff at the end. Mate, he was bad towards the players, mate. He was running the cricket board.
You haven't had lunch with him.
I've watched a lot of docos on it. I know. And, it depends if I'm single. If I'm single, I'm going with Tiger Woods. Yeah, I've seen a few docos on his where he spends a few times in Vegas with Michael Jordan. Yeah, I'll go with those two. It's a bit Americanized, but yeah, sorry, Don, you can see that one out.
Check. So the GOAT gets left off the table.
He's too busy hitting the golf ball against the wall, mate. He doesn't want to come out for a beer.
You're right about that Woods and Jordan chemistry. That would be fun if you were single, like you said.
It'd be good.
Well, before I give you the Rixies here, mate, the Tribeca Greens I've got here. I've also got another pair at home. I know you got the large scone, which is nothing wrong with that. I've got a pinhead, but we've got the new Melrose, which for large big boys, I've accidentally left them at home. Yeah. So we'll sort that out
the
after this. No. The Rick's I wear.
Top shelf.
this guy's unbelievable. Last question second last question. If you could be anyone in the world for a week, who would it be? And what week of the year would it be?
I think it'd have to be like the biggest event would be the Super Bowl and being like Mahomes or Brady in the week leading into playing Super Bowl.
So
then maybe a few days after, because I think that would be quite fun.
So, like, they're playing
and winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. So Mahomes, the Saturday, so you get the prep, or Friday to Friday, bit of Disneyland.
Or maybe you just go 2 days before the game and then you get the 5 days after.
Yeah. 3 days. I don't think they do it like you think.
As in celebrate?
Yeah. They do the parade, but I don't reckon they have like a Mad Monday culture.
Yeah, I reckon. Have you seen Brady throw the Lombardi trophy?
Parade. That's the parade.
Oh, he's on a boat.
Yeah, that's their parade. Yeah, they have that one day, but I reckon it's not as...
They're not going to Vegas. You're off your head.
I'm telling you, they're not the same as what we think.
I don't reckon.
It's a very different... how can I break this down? Now, look, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Well, because they've got their own little groups.
Little cliques.
Cliques.
Different lines. Okay. Some are out of contract. Some like might not be there the next year. But when they win, it could be a little bit different. Yeah. But it's that parade day that's the big day where they get on the cans and they celebrate with the fans. But, I just don't think they do what you think.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyway.
Thanks, JT.
What are you going against this, JT?
People aren't going to know. So there's no point even talking about JT.
The MC of Tom Brady, if anyone went to the – I think a lot of people that did go or didn't go got the feedback.
Yeah, okay.
Unbelievable. And if you wanted to sign up to JT Fox's program, it was JT Fox at Live.
JT Fox at Live.
In Brisbane, they put up jtfox.com and he goes, just head to, and then he goes, it should say one. Live. Big JT Fox was fuming. Oh, I hope he's not listening to this. Gee whiz.
He will be.
All right, mate. Well, you don't come on Only Sport and go home with nothing. As I said, we got the sun. They're not Ray-Bans, mate. They're Rixies. They're even better.
Even better. Fuck Ray-Bans.
Anyone that wants to look sharp like Welshy here, rickseyewear.com. We've just stocked up. All our styles and colours have been restocked. I got you the Tribeca Crystal Green, my friend. These will be perfect for you when you're just getting off the green.
Walk down Bourke Street Mall, I could get another.
You might get another contract.
I could get another car.
I reckon you might get another. Oh, gee, I don't want to keep looking at you. You know what? Jeez, weird. That's a sexy man next to me.
Gorgeous man.
Now, if you were to go anywhere in the world and to take the Rixie with you and take two people with you, where would you go? And who are you taking?
I'd be going to Oktoberfest in Munich.
Yep.
And what was the other bit?
And who are the two blokes you'd take with you? Ooh. Maybe two teammates. And why?
You got to take the Mad Dog Munster.
Yeah, you'd have to, I would have thought.
Great time. Who else we got there? We're all a bit stiff these days.
Are we?
And Red, White and Rome, why not? Package deal, get both the halves in. And because they're both on over a mil, you beauty. I'm not buying a beer. And it should be noted, like, you know, quarterbacks buy golf buggies and plasmas, PlayStations for their offensive line, guys that protect them.
Yeah. What do you get?
What do I get?
They don't get you nothing.
They don't get us nothing. Coffee would be nice. It's a start.
They get seriously. You a couple of balls in the rough when you're playing golf with them.
You get nothing. we need to – let's change that.
Very good. Why Oktoberfest?
Oh, it's just so much fun. I went there in 2022 and – run into half the AFL, actually. AFL players have good footy trips, I think, because NRL has lots of international football at the end of the year, whereas AFL, it's like grand final, and then it's righto, boys, we're gone. And if I give a shout-out to one bloke, St. Kilda Vice captain, Cal Wilkie, I put him under a table. It was,
oh, did you really?
And he's a nice fella. Like, I didn't mean to do that to him, but I think I broke him.
What, one for one, the big Steins?
Oh, he's just not built for it.
Mate, you're that much
bigger
than him.
He tried his best. Yeah,
how many did you put down?
Don't poke the bear, Cal Wilkes.
No, Wilkes.
And then
he's a big, he's a gun footballer, Wilkes.
Gun footballer.
And he would have had that mindset, I can take the big rig down. Well, how many Steins were you having?
Oh, look,
you'd be eight, I reckon.
Nah.
Seven?
Well, I don't know how many, but
come
then,
on, because I had five and I was fucked.
I was struggling. But even there was a bunch of St. Kilda boys, they're all on a footy trip and I don't think Jack Steele got invited because he was in America. So I don't know what's happening in the culture at the club, but I don't know if he's
liked. Hang on a sec. We've got a little bit of a journo approach over here.
Just give you an answer.
Man,
Jack Steele not invited to boys' trip. Had to make his own one to America.
He might have didn't want to be there.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
How many lads were there?
Mate, there would have been like 15 of them. Hannabry was leading the charge. That's a man you want to go somewhere with. He is great value.
Hannes would be going hard.
Oh, mate. Very generous as well. You know, shouting beers and, you know, he was awesome. So,
did you have any food fights? Like, did you see any food fights? Because we had a few of them when we were there.
Did you?
Like, people around us throwing food. Did that happen?
Nah.
The mashed potatoes that they come out, like these little hard
potato dumplings.
Yeah.
You're not throwing them away. They were
getting
standing.
Yeah, but they were getting launched around the room. We weren't throwing them. Saw a few of them flying. Did you have any moments like that? No.
I was scoffing them down, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they're great. The pork knuckles are
it's the best.
After about two or three of those steins, you need if you don't have one of them, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very good, mate. Very good. Apart from throwing Steely under the bus. I thought that was
sorry, Steely, love you. You're a shit goal for that.
He probably just made that up again. He's made up a couple of stories. Poor Rory Atkins at home here just copping strays.
Well, don't dog the show, Rat. Where are you? You're not here.
Mate, thanks so much for coming on. It's always great to see you. I look forward to a few stories with you on the golf course. Hopefully we can get back to Northern and I can fix me drive and away we go. I'll pay you for some cash. I know Munster can't anymore because his handicap's too good, but I'll pay you for cash. I'll take the big boy down. But thanks so much, mate, for coming on. It's always a laugh having you here and another big year for you, no doubt. Big year for the Storm. Looking forward to watching you boys get to work. All looking very fit. Like you said, you're lean. Paps is big. Everyone's just peaking. Let's go. Big year for the Storm, boys. Yeah. So it should be exciting. But again, thanks to everyone that tuned in to see the big Welsh man in town and in action, no longer in the van, in the Roller Media Studios. Little upgrade. You were pretty happy with the studio when you walked
Pilot
in.
Pilot Health. Must be a bit of cash coming in. Let's go. Henrik's Eyewear.
Big shout out to Pilot looking after us as they always do. And if you need some help in the bedroom, like I keep saying, go to pilot.com. It's all exclusive. It's all under wraps, confidential. You get the best, all the specialists on the app. Bang. Aces 20, no dramas. Thank you so much, guys, for your time, your support, and tuning into this podcast. Hope you're enjoying it. Plenty more to come. That's it. Only Sport with Christian Welsh. We'll see you next week. One more time, because I really mean it. I just want to say a massive thank you for all the support you continue to give us at the Oz American Aces. If you want to further support us, make sure you like and subscribe. Hit the follow button so you can keep up to date with all our exciting shows and announcements. Righto, now it's time to give our sponsors a massive plug. Struggling to make it to third base before striking out? Wood not driving like it used to? Let me guess, tackle's gone a little bit soft? No stress. If you're having issues in the bedroom, like erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation, Australia's favourite men's healthcare provider, Pilot, has all the clinical tools you need to get your game back on track. Thousands of Aussie men come to Pilot to get simple, discreet and clinical treatments online. Pilot has free shipping, auto refills, and free follow-ups over text with practitioners. Get started today at pilot.com.au. And remember, play hard until the final whistle with Pilot. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. It's been months. We ran out of stock, but we're back. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rickseyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code ACES if you want a 20% discount code on the house.